You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. My name's Zoe. Usually I'm producing, but this week's been a very fun week of cool guest hosts. We've got Kyle and Casey in the studio as well. We have limited mics, so they're just echoes in the distance at the moment. But in studio with me, I have two of the amazing people from Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell, Shannon McIntyre and Evelyn Fletcher Jenkins. How are you both going this morning?
Hello, good. Thank you.
Pretty tired, actually.
All good.
Thank you very much for coming in. You have a gig this evening at Wine Cellar. How are you feeling about it?
Pretty excited, I think. It's been since July since we last played, so we're happy to get back out on stage. And we've actually got some new music, which we haven't played before, which is exciting.
Have you done this sort of almost cabaret-style seated shows that we're all sort of adapting to before, or is this the first time for the band?
Yeah.
It will be a first. Don't really know what to expect, but we hope for some chair wiggling at least. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be plenty of chair wiggling. Let's start by talking about the name of the band. It's like the first thing that sort of grabs people when they see it. Where did this come from?
You could tell.
We were walking down Cave Road and there was a poster of another band that me and Soph are in. And someone had tagged Feet, Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell on it. And we were like, I don't know if that's intended as an insult. Like, maybe they came to see that show and were like, oh, we hated that. Or that was like really dark, sort of industrial synth music. And we were like, oh, whatever. We're going to take that name and make a new band out of
that. That's so good.
That's how that happened.
Yeah.
So you've both played in bands before this?
Yeah, yeah.
You go.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
How is the style of this band different to projects you've done before?
I think just like different people, you just naturally make different music and just listen to, you know, people sort of are who they are in the music, so it's always something super different if you make music with different people.
Yeah.
It's the first one for me, like the first group where everybody has a bit of the writing or a bit of the ideas. It's not just like me learning someone else's part or me giving everybody some parts. We're all like, oh, I've got this part, like, oh, let's do this. We're like, yeah, and it's a real fun vibe when we create music. I really love it.
Nice. Yeah. And so it's a three piece. What do you both do?
I'm on the drums. Yeah,
I'm the bassist and vocalist. Very nice. Sophie's on some synths.
Cool.
Yeah, shout out to Sophie, who's at Jeff's Emporium right now.
Hi, Sophie. Hello. And so this gig tonight is with Scarlet Lashes and Vikai, two awesome groups. How are you feeling about the gig?
We'll be opening it, so I think that's nice because we've got different style music to the rest of the people. They're quite like electronic-y. I wouldn't even know what to call us, but a bit different. So I'm excited to start the show off with it because I think we'll really be able to create a cool atmosphere for the next two. And also then we get to relax and watch the other two, which is always nice.
Nice. And with the, we were talking before about a song that we'll play after we finish chatting, Bird Lady. But you told me that it sounds totally different now. So has your style changed since the band started? Or?
Well, we just told you that Sophie plays the synth. In this song, she's playing the mandolin.
Oh,
okay. quite a different vibe. Yeah, I used to be on an electronic drum kit as well. I don't know if that recording I am, but I think I might have.
That's we got the acoustic. That sounds real good. Yeah, so it's quite similar, but the vibe has changed live. But as it's kind of evolved over the past, what, like 2 or 3 years or whatever, it's kind of in a full-bodied state now, I think. But yeah, the recording you're going to hear, we did that in like a day and a mate of mine's like shed out the back of his flat. And now we're like, sweet, this will do. And it hasn't been mastered or anything.
It's pretty like lo-fi and chaotic. It is what it is, but the energy's there.
And I mean, that night we went home and we knocked the mandolin off the back of the couch and split it in half.
Oh, so, my God.
Like, that was perfect.
Yeah, so that was the end of the mandolin band.
So into Sophie on the synths. Yeah.
Perfect. Goodbye, mandolin. The band formed mid-2019, is that correct?
Yeah, I think about June or July 2019 was our first gig. So I ended up moving in with Evelyn and Sophie, and I remember part of the flat interview was like, oh, I'm a drummer, and I'm like, oh, I like to make music. Like, sweet, I want to be the female version of Motley Crue.
Okay.
we'll be chicks that look like dudes, you know.
and that didn't quite happen.
That didn't happen, but that was the inspiration. And then just throughout timetable was at home, like, Ev would be trying to study, and I'd be in the lounge trying to force her to have a jam with me. And then she'd just walk through the house saying some weird phrase. So the first one was can of worms burden a lady, and I was like, that's amazing.
It's like a spell.
So then that afternoon we literally just sat there like writing poems, and then we made a riff and we like performed it to Sophie that night, and she loved it,
and that's how the song
Bird Lady
was born.
Bird Lady. Yeah.
During, I mean, we talk about the pandemic quite a bit on the show. It's sort of the soup du jour. But writing style, did that change during the lockdowns? Was it a time of inspiration for you, or was it just like, I can't even think about music right now?
You could say it just stopped.
I think it just went on pause pretty hard out. We couldn't like see each other.
Yeah, right? Well, I'd moved out, and then like our lives kind of changed a bit. But now, just recently, we've kind of found each other again, and we've been offered some shows. And we're like, how perfect is that? Meant to be.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And one of those shows is tonight at the Wine Cellar. Doors open at 8 p.m. Gig starts 8:30. There are still tickets available, but they're limited. So if you are keen, don't sleep on it. Book now. And thank you so much for coming in this morning, chatting about the band and the gig and everything. Let's listen to Bird Lady, Manuahine by Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell.
Woo!
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.